I'm Jared Waitley. Here's a snapshot of Tuesday, May 17. Nathan Buckley pondered the lot of Essendon captain Dyson Heppel.
The way Dyson Heppel carries himself is different. See, I digress with Dyson. I fear that he's not physically capable of doing what needs to be done as a leader at Essendon at the moment with that real physical element. But that's another thing for him. We're seeing players that go about it a different way. And, oh, geez, I had to learn the hard way because I would have blown I think you generally blow yourself up. And we see a lot of players come out the other side that haven't been able to make that perspective, and then all of a sudden playing the game is taking away from them, and it really does have an effect on your psyche and your welfare. And we've also got to consider that. What Dyson did last night was as difficult as that he's ever going to have to do in his professional career. It's harder than the hardest game of footy you've ever played on the individual and the criticism that comes his way. So I see that, and I see the person, I see the human that's sitting in that chair that drops a few F-bombs, that's really trying to defend the indefensible, understanding that his words are cheap, but he still needs to front up and he still needs to do it. And I have real empathy for the human underneath that Essendon facade that is trying to speak on behalf of his team.
And we tested how Heppel's words had landed with the Essendon faithful.
I'm just devastated. I wasn't convinced by Heppel last night. And I'll tell you why. We were promised blue-collar football, right? If you want to be a blue-collar team, you've got to be the fittest, best-tackling, high-pressure, contested possession team. We're a club that doesn't value contested possession. And this whole mantra, oh, we've got a brand that's going to be blue-collar, well, where's the tackling? Where's the effort? Where's the fitness? We've got more soft tissue injuries than anyone else. We can't tackle. We can't man up. And we just don't put any value on contested possession. And look at our recruiting. Our recruiting will tell you that. So I look back at the club and say, where's the chairman? Where's the CEO? And where on earth is this blue-collar football? I mean, come on. They're playing the opposite of blue-collar football.
Buckley recalled the day he was seeking on-field retribution.
The closest and most visible one that I was involved in as a player was when Scott Camporelli put Brody Holland's nose to all four corners. And Brodes was, he used to put himself in that position quite a bit because he was an annoying little fella. And when he was tagging, he was super fit. He would have been one of the hardest blokes to get away from. And obviously there was a reaction. And I was running around the field trying to work out exactly what happened. Who was it? Where was it? And I didn't know. I'm not a thug, so I wasn't going to hit anyone because that's not the way that I went about it. But see, fortuitously, early in the next quarter, the ball bounced up high over Campo's head, and he was a sitting duck. And I could have done anything. I just stuck a tackle and drove him into the ground as hard as I could, fairly. But, if that moment hadn't come, I might not have been able to respond in an appropriate manner. And sometimes the appropriate manner is a public manner because it's a representation of standing for your teammates. But so often that'll happen and people don't see it, but it would just happen to be quite visible in that circumstance.
Malcolm Speed assessed the credentials of Brendan Gale for the AFL chief executive gig.
I don't know whether he wishes to be a candidate, and that's something I'm not going to presume that Brendan will be in there. I think Brendan has all the characteristics. He's a natural leader. He's strategic. He has great vision. He's experienced. He's been at Richmond now, 13, 14 years. Before that, he was with the AFL Players Association. He practiced as a lawyer for a little while. He's very skillful. He's managed a relatively large organisation and a large budget, and he's been very, very successful. So, yes, he's one of the few people, I think, in football, in sport, who could do this job. I'd like to see him do it, although as an avid Richmond supporter, I'd also like Brendan to spend the next 40 years at Richmond winning premierships.
And journalist and author Joe Gorman on the plight of the A-League.
Well, I think the crowds don't lie. I mean, it's absolutely... I'm not so sure if the clubs themselves have turned their back on them. It's just that the fans have stopped caring about what happens. Like, I think there's always going to be a rusted-on set of soccer fans who are, diehard about the sport and very... always keen to promote the sport and look at the positives. But when you've got the crowds that are currently going to A-League games, even for the best clubs, it's, you know, struggling to get 10,000 or more people. Yeah, the fans have tuned out. So whether or not the clubs have turned their back on them, I'm not sure, but regardless of what the clubs and the league have tried to do, I think the sporting public is just tuned out, basically, and it's sort of got something to do with COVID, I think, but it's been happening for a lot longer than that as well. It goes back before COVID, and as I wrote in that piece, it's compounded the issues in the game. It hasn't created them.
And that's just a snapshot. The full program and all interviews are available through the Waitley podcast. Subscribe at sen.com.au.